Lesson 4C, Exercises 3 and 4. 1.
Can you tell me what happened?
It was terrifying. It was in the middle of the night, so we were in bed. Everything started to shake. A few moments later, the back of the house collapsed. We all rushed outside and stood in the street. Luckily, we all survived and no one was injured.
And this place is now your home?
Yes, we came here yesterday. The church has been very helpful. We have food and water and a roof over our heads, so it's better than nothing. But we've lost everything.
2.
There's been virtually no rain in the region for the past 2 years. Normally, it's very rainy at this time of year, but the last rain was 2 months ago. My organisation back home raises a lot of money and sends it out to us. My job is to spend it on food and drinking water, but we urgently need more. The government here provides some food and water, but it isn't enough. Politicians make a lot of promises, but they often break them. Hopefully, the rain will come before long.
3.
Did you see that fire on the news last night?
No. Where was it?
In California.
Was anyone killed?
I don't think so, but it destroyed a lot of houses. The pictures were shocking. The fire moved so fast.
How did it start? Was it lightning from that storm yesterday?
No, there weren't any storms in California. Somebody lit a fire in the forest.
So it wasn't an accident?
Well, it was, actually. They were going to have a barbecue.
That was a bit stupid in the middle of a heat wave. Did they find the people who started it?
Yes, they were the ones who phoned the emergency services.
4.
Scientists said last year that it was going to erupt. Well, it finally erupted a couple of days ago, and lava poured down the mountain. It destroyed a village, and sadly, a number of people lost their lives. And the eruption continues. You can still see lava coming out of the ground high up on the mountain, and clouds of smoke are still pouring from the top. But it isn't as bad as it was yesterday.
5.
During the fishing trip, the weather was fine, mostly sunny and warm. The sea was quite calm, and we were about to return to the port when we saw a wave on the horizon. We were quite close to the shore, maybe only a kilometre away, but instead of returning home, we decided to sail out to sea towards the wave. This sounds mad, but waves like this are actually quite low when they are far out to sea and only become big as they reach shallow water near the coast. It was a wise decision as the boat rode easily over the wave. The wave caused a lot of damage when it reached the shore, but luckily no one was killed.